Good morning. Today is Veterans Day, Friday, November the 11th. Joining us this morning is Humble Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie.
Good morning.
And to you, sir. You look like you're ready to be a regular guy all over the place, going to a couple of celebrations.
Yeah, be bouncing around the community today. And the biggest one for that I'll be hitting after being here, of course, for this event, we'll be down at
nice
11
try,
o'clock
man.
At the Adorney.
Okay.
For veterans, to honor veterans today look like.
So what is the fire department's involvement? Are you like traffic control? Are you safety? Just making sure the crowd counter?
You know, really the biggest with that building, because of the capacity of the building, one of the big things we're doing is our plan is to have the reserve or the unstaffed ladder truck down there with a very large, you know, the 30 by 15 American flag hanging for everybody to be able to see. It'll be right there on the street in honor of our veterans.
30 by 15?
It's a big flag. It'll hang under the platform, and you'll be able to see it all over the lower
probably
part of town.
Probably see the ladder kind of sag a little as that bad boy gets unfurled. Our quote this morning, by the way, comes from Michael Faraday. I trust you know how to take all things quietly.
Yes. There you go.
Do what's right behind the scenes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
30 by 15.
Yeah, about that size.
Wow. Where do you store that?
It's one of the big ones. We fold it up. We've got a couple of them, and we fold them up like that, and then they're folded like a regular flag, and then laid flat on a shelf in the downtown at the main fire station.
So just a couple more foldovers.
Yep.
Okay.
And we bring them out for events like this or memorials and that sort of thing.
So you don't like have it hanging on the wall inside somewhere and then just take it off the wall?
Nope. We'll go ahead and we fold it back down just like any other flags folded and park it until the next time we need to bring a large flag out.
I would think that that's going to have a lifespan of significant number of years.
Yes.
If it's only out 2 or 3 days a year.
Yeah, it does.
Ever had the thought of a larger flagpole? I know there's engineering
and all that kind of stuff.
But I would think something is that the size of the one that Wes Green has got?
I think it's just smaller than that one. It might
That's almost a reference landmark kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, we haven't looked at increasing the flagpole, just everything involved with it.
It's probably a $10,000 flagpole.
Exactly. And besides that, it'd take a couple of crews just to take it down each night and fold it back up.
No, you'd have to light that one.
Yeah. It'd be a long term.
That stays.
Yeah.
Well, just think of the manpower carrying it.
Oh, yeah. They get heavy. Fortunately, the flags like that, they don't tend to make them out of cotton. They make them out of a nylon blend or polyester. They're a lot lighter.
KINS, News and Information Time is 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill Gillespie. Bill, this time of the year seems to be one in flux. Daylight savings is something that's a trigger. Everybody changed their batteries.
Right.
And the weather kind of is starting to do its goofy
Hit it into that fall-winter pattern.
I know you guys normally preach don't turn on your heater, pay attention, see where things are, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Okay, for the last 2 weeks, have you been running around to newspaper piled on top of floor furnace responses?
We've been pretty fortunate. We haven't seen a lot of that. You know, whether people are heeding the warnings of, hey, be thinking about this. The heater's been off all summer or turned way down. It's cold. It's going to come on. You know, we've been fortunate, you know, knock on wood, that we haven't had a lot of calls over the last couple of weeks that in that direction. So that's good.
So what's been keeping you busy? We keep hearing the sirens roaring around.
Sirens go. You know, it's the medical calls. We've had a couple of fires over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Empty buildings?
Yeah.
Now, is that because of the weather change, or is that because of pushing away from some of the traditional haunts for the homeless?
I think one of the big pieces of it, we typically see it when the weather changes. You know, one of the locations we've been to a lot over the last couple of months is the old rail yard building down at 2nd and A. It's a vacant building. It's been boarded up. Unfortunately, the folks in the community, the folks that are out on the street, there's been people accessing it. And then they go in, you know, the mattresses drug into it. There's still some very tiny bit of old furniture in there, that kind of thing, from when it was an office. Unfortunately, the stuff that comes in, and whether it's intentional, whether it's accidental from a warming thing or a candle or whatever, we end up back down there. And the last few times, either fire or EPD has yanked people out of it with smoke pouring out of it. And, you know, quite often pulling up and there's people scattering, headed down the street, and we're still running into, as we start opening it up or trying to get in to put the fire out, here's a person that's not getting out.
Not getting out because they are unaware, or not getting out because they're not conscious, or not getting out because they've tried and they can't find the door because they are kind of having a tough time focusing on anything.
All of the above. We see a little bit of everything with that. And that's the unfortunate side with some of our vacant buildings around town. The weather's colder. You know, we've got a chance of rain again tonight. And excuse me. And folks that are out that maybe don't have some place that they want to go, or some place that's available, but they don't want to go there. We see people going into vacant structures, on porches, under porches, anywhere they can get into.
That's still the North Coast Rail Authority's property?
The
structure?
Yeah, the structure is. And so,
what do they say when you call them and say, hey, by the way?
You know, one of the things is that they don't have the funds to really be able to do much with it.
Do they want to do anything with it?
Well, and that's the next question. We've been working with the city as well to try and figure out either one, how to get the owner to secure it properly so that nobody's getting in, which is
doesn't
very
seem
tough.
To be a high priority.
And or what's the future? And is it at the point that you work on having the building taken down so that it takes that away?
How about a practice exercise?
Well, we could do a lot of metal cutting on it because it's a metal building. And so, you know, you're not going to, if we get a fire, the building shell doesn't necessarily, it burns slowly in the sense you burn the paint off and eventually it rusts. But.
Oh, really? So it doesn't even have the wood?
No,
it's,
yeah, it's throughout the building. It's a predominantly metal building. And so the biggest thing, if it goes away, is it's going to have to be dismantled.
Yeah. And it's kind of fallen down far enough now where it's not a restoration. Of course,
yeah.
Who would want to restore it? There'd be no reason for it there,
well,
at that
exactly.
site.
Well, exactly. And you know, like our folks going into it, it's that you're going in potentially to rescue somebody, to put fire out, try and avoid hypodermic needles, feces, that sort of thing. you know.
That to me sounds like it's a safety issue for your staff.
It is.
No,
it
is. I know we've had
discussions. That's what we're working on.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Everybody else see right through that one too?
Yeah.
The emperor has no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's stuff for that and for other.
Yeah. Exactly.
Abandoned buildings.
And you know that's the thing. You go to a building that's supposed to be vacant. You think, okay, this should be vacant, but you can't assume it's vacant because there may be somebody in there that got in. You know, they don't have permission to be there, but they may still be there.
Well, and you're not wearing snake boots,
right?
Going in,
exactly.
So who knows what you're stepping in or on or through?
Right.
Or...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would observe the 1960s mantra, burn, baby, burn. Or was that 70s?
Kind of both.
It was kind of...
Yeah.
I was a little too young for the whole thing, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might be time for that one just to...
We're trying to work and
go
hopefully
away
get
somewhere.
It taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time is 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie. Talk shop presented by Redick and by CDH Painting. Bill, you'd said that this week there were a lot of medical runs also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know historically,
mm-hmm.
over the decades I've been here doing this thing, first of the month, you could always tell when the new heroin shipment came to town. Or Coke, or
whatever
pick your flavor.
Whatever the spirit, the choice was.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, and you could tell if it was strength,
mm-hmm.
based on medical responses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are now in the second week of the month. Does that axiom still continue?
You know, it's hit and miss. Some months will go along, and I'll just say normal calls. You'll get a periodic overdose. But then, like a couple of months ago, everybody at work was commenting, there must be a new shipment in town. Because we, all of a sudden, like one day, three or four overdoses, we had a period that all of a sudden the overdose calls were way up. And whether it was really bad stuff or really good stuff, and they were pushing too much because they were used to the bad stuff, but we do still see it, and we see those humps. You can't quite run it with the first of the month anymore, but we're still seeing the overdoses.
The passage of 64,
mm-hmm.
and did it go into effect on Wednesday? Or
that's,
is it waiting for verification of the election results before it kicks in?
I'm not sure on that. I had heard that the way the language was set was that the next day, that it went into effect.
So even if it wasn't verified, of course, it's not going to swing.
The percentages that we saw across the state.
How is that going to change, or how has that already changed? How Humboldt Bay Fire responds, reacts to situations?
Well, you know, we're already seeing so much of it in the community as it is. Whether it's the clandestine or medicinal, well, now with the recreational, you know, some of it's yet to be seen. You look at Colorado and some of the data that came out of Colorado when they legalized and made recreational marijuana legal, is they started seeing traffic collisions that went up because people were operating under the influence. Hospital calls or hospital visits went up with things that were marijuana related. And it won't surprise me to see that happen here. You know, more people using, some of it maybe folks using, hey, it's legal now, I'm not going to get in trouble, I'm going to go try this, you know.
The curiosity.
Yeah.
Part. Now, what about the edibles? I mean, if I'm sure you've talked to some of your fire buddies or ambulance buddies, whatever they are in Colorado or Oregon or any of the others that have been legal for a while for recreational. How do you respond? What's the medical difference when folks have ingested that amount of marijuana, or THC, I guess is what it is in that form, versus a normal medical aid response?
You know, one of the big things is with anything, excuse me, you try and find out what the chief complaint or the mechanism was. You know, one common questions: have they taken anything? Do you know if they've taken anything? You know, at that point, we're not looking for, oh, was this an illegal thing or was this a legal thing? What have they taken or what medications are they on? So you can try and get that information then that we can pass on from the field to the ambulance on into the hospital, so they start being able to get a path for treatment. You know, a lot of the on-scene aspect for us, whether it's basic life support with the EMTs or some of the units that we run that are advanced life support with a paramedic on the fire unit, we're trying to figure out what's happening, what has caused us to be there, maybe what they took, and are there steps that we can start to initiate to try and either reverse it or start stabilizing them as they make that path, you know, in that golden hour, so to speak, to get into higher level medical care.
I not spent a lot of time doing any research, but my understanding is if it's smoke, it gets into the blood system in one way. If it's ingested, it gets into the system a completely different way, and the impacts vary also. And then you've got the THC content as another one.
How strong is it?
Yeah. So if you guys are responding, what does an overdose of marijuana look like? Let's say the edibles, and let's say it's in cookies or brownies, and somebody doesn't know what it's. Ha 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 ha.
Right, digging.
And somebody nails half the brownie pan.
Right, anything from goofy to completely passed out, unconscious, if they take too much of it, and you know, and especially if kids get into edibles, if they happen to find something, and you know, cookies, brownies, candies, a kid's gonna oh hey. And grab that and want to eat it, you know, it can put in a small person an incredible dose of you know, recreational or medical marijuana in the concentrate that's in it. It can put an incredible dose into a child.
So what does that do?
You know, you'll see them unconscious, or it can push them to where the respiratory rate starts to go down to where everything's just getting real calm and they start shutting down.
So some of the body systems at a certain point shut down?
Right. And, you know, the key then to be able to get them to the hospital quickly and hopefully have an understanding of what they might have taken or what led to this.
So you can't just hit them, you know, pop them with something and get everything jump-started like with some other drugs.
Right, with some of the other drugs. Yeah.
KINS News and Information Times 842. We'll be back with more from Bill Gillespie.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS News and Information Times 8:47. We have returned this morning with Bill Gillespie. Bill, some of the protests that we are hearing news reports about in the metropolitan cities, in association with, I guess one side not winning the presidential election. Have you heard, have you seen, are you concerned at all about our area?
Well, you know, yesterday evening that there was a gathering or a protest that I'd heard, you know, the meeting was at the gazebo in Old Town, and then ultimately it did move up to the courthouse. And, you know, okay, everybody, we have freedoms in this country to be able to assemble, to be able to voice what we don't like or what we do like. You know, thank goodness we live in America. But part of the problem that I heard ran last night was when folks that were with the group then ended up moving out into the roadway and blocking routes within the community. 4th and 5th Street had part of the lanes shut down. And, it, you know, not only does it affect traffic, it affects public safety, too, because now your officers are there and in some cases are trying to keep the people that are assembled safe from traffic running into them. They're tied up so they can't go to other calls. From the fire department or the ambulance standpoint, it hampers us because we've got to change travel routes now, you know, depending on where we're going within our community.
I don't suppose they had a parade permit taken out.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, so you guys had notification in advance of anything.
Exactly.
Are you concerned about this weekend?
You know, it's yet to be seen. Having saw that we did have something, you know, last night, it's possible. And it's something that we're trying to be aware of when PD finds out about something, well, their officers are out. Typically, dispatch will notify us so that, hey, this is going on here so that we can adjust to it.
Hopefully, it'll be respectful Veterans Day observances throughout the county.
I hope so.
Some of the Yahoo stuff.
Yeah.
It's always tough trying to outfigure and anticipate some, isn't it?
It is.
Keeps you employed, though.
Keeps you moving.
And again, the Adorney time?
The Adorney time's 11 a.m. this morning for a veterans celebration. You know, I mean, every one of us needs to remember those folks out there because they've served and a lot gave a lot for us to have what we have.
See everybody on Monday.